If you've experienced a loss of motivation, energy, or sex drive, or if you're noticing that you're a little softer around the middle than you used to be, it could be your testosterone levels have dropped. By the time men reach the age of 30, in most cases, their T levels have started to decline, and low T can lead to a loss of muscle mass, depression, lack of energy, and a low sex drive. The good news is now you have your remedy with Test X9. This stuff is the real deal, guys. This formula has 9 clinically proven ingredients to naturally boost your body's own testosterone production. Experience increases in strength, energy, and sex drive, as well as improved mood and well-being. Feedback has been awesome. Guys in their 30s and 40s have reported waking up with the quote-unquote morning wood for the first time since they were teenagers. If you want to take it to the next level, you can maximize your results with the Ultimate Test Stack, which combines the Test X9 with the T-Assist, an estrogen control and liver support blend, and Recovery PM, an amazing sleep aid that has had incredible feedback for helping people to get the best sleep they've ever had without feeling groggy that next day. You'll be amazed with the effect of raising your T levels and improving your sleep will have on your overall performance and well-being. Don't settle for average. Man up at LegacySupps.com. That is LegacySupps.com. And use the promo code Sullivan for an additional 10% off your entire order. That's LegacySupps.com. And use that promo code Sullivan for 10% off your entire order for the best health and workout supplements out there. This is Pro Wrestler approved. College football fans, are you ready for week one? DraftKings Sportsbook is hooking you up with a can't-miss offer to start the season strong. This week, new customers can bet just $5 on college football and score $200 in bonus bets instantly. Anything can happen in college football. That's right. Your team could go from unranked to dynasty mode in just a couple of years. Change comes fast. The only thing that's a lock is great offers from the DraftKings Sportsbook. Life's more fun when you're in on the action. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app now and use the code TASKMASTER, all lowercase. New customers can score $200 in bonus bets instantly when they bet just $5 on college football. Only DraftKings Sportsbook is the way to go, and use that promo code TASKMASTER, then the crown is yours. That's right. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app today and use that promo code TASKMASTER. Own it, live it, win the crown.
We love the 1980s wrestling era when kayfabe was king and wrestling did whatever it took to protect the business. When all the territories dealt with the rise of the WWF and the NWA emerged as its greatest challenger. Imagine if there were an epic drama series based on that era, combining the corporate warfare and family drama of Succession with the giant cast and epic storytelling of Game of Thrones. That day has come. Kings of the Ring is the first audio drama podcast based on wrestling.
Go back to your trailer, you hillbilly.
It's a fiction series about the 1980s wrestling wars and the sex, drugs, and muscles lifestyle of the 80s wrestler and the sacrifices they make for success. With guest voice acting appearances by Lainey Poffo.
I even have a good dropkick.
And AEW's RJ City.
I didn't really have that much to do.
Search Kings of the Ring from any podcast app or kingsotr.com and binge away.
I'm the man. I always will be. There's not a wrestler I can't beat to win my belt back. There's not a war that I can't win to get my belt back. And there's not a warrior in the world that I can't beat to get my belt back. Because I'd be...
Uh-oh. We having a power surge here? Who knows? I don't like this. Fans, I'm sorry, I don't...
The dark is soaked and locked for destruction.
Take the bonnet out.
The last thing in the entire universe that Hogan ever expected. And you can see it. I never saw him shake before, but Hogan was shaking.
Seems as if no formal introduction is going to be necessary. Actually, it even seems as if there are those who anticipated my arrival.
Well, they're glad he's here.
I think he's scared to death. I think he wants to make amends. He's doing everything. Look at this. He took off. He wants him to join him.
There's the act of a coward right there.
What is that smell? You might want to use that to clean up the mess you just made all over yourself. You need to open your eyes and ears. Take control of the limited ability you have Do you understand the words I am about to say? For years, I have watched while this industry, with you as its figurehead, has tried to recreate what is simply unrecreatable. I have heard, listened to all the innuendos and speculation that something ultimate or warrior may soon reappear. Welcome to the reappearance.
Hello and welcome to Taskmaster Talks with Kevin Sullivan. I'm your host, JP John Paz from the two-man power trip of wrestling. And of course, joining me is the star of the show, former WCW and ECW World Tag Team Champion, the former NWA Florida World Heavyweight Champion, and of course, one of the greatest minds and bookers ever in the history of the business, the Games Master, the Taskmaster, the devil himself, Mr. Kevin Sullivan. Kevin, how are you doing today, sir?
Great, John. How are you, my friend?
Doing pretty good. One crazy debut with Punk, crazy crowd reaction, to another crazy debut that got great reaction, but maybe went a little bit longer. Let's talk about the Ultimate Warrior making his debut in WCW, although he wasn't Ultimate, he was just the Warrior. What's your history with Jim Hellwig, a.k.a. the Warrior? When did you first meet him, and did you know him for a while, or when did you first meet Warrior?
I was training for the Mr. Knoxville, and he was training for the Mr. Georgia. I met him at Doc Neely's gym. I was a bodybuilder, he was a bodybuilder, and I met him there. Later on, I used to go into Texas. I'm from Florida, and I met him as the Dingo Warrior. Gary Hart said, you know, he's the next big thing, and next thing is, he's the hottest thing in wrestling.
Why did Gary Hart say that? I mean, he just knew that he had something?
Yeah.
The charisma, the look, obviously, probably not the wrestling ability per se, but it was all the other things.
The times were changing. Times were changing. You know, like we talked about Punk, those fans were a different generation, right? Yep. And he fits there. Their group, muscleheads were in.
Big time. You know?
Yeah.
What did you think about him personally?
He was always super nice to me, maybe because I knew him before. I used to train in the same gym at the same time as him. Maybe it was because I knew him, but he was always super pleasant to me.
When you first met him and you guys were doing all that bodybuilding stuff, did he get in the business yet? Or this is before, like well before the business, breaking in?
Well before. He was a chiropractor.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, well before. Yeah.
So what did you think about him getting into the business? Like, wow, this would be great for this guy, that the muscle, the bodies are coming. Or did you kind of have?
I never knew he got in the business until I saw him in Dallas.
Wow. So you just remembered him from the weightlifting?
Yeah.
Or bodybuilding?
Yeah.
So when you first meet him and talk to him, like, what was the impression when you first met him? Like, this guy is a little loopy. This guy is crazy. This guy is very opinionated. What did you think about him when you first met him?
He was very nice. He was very nice. I think later on he got it much more intense. You know what I mean? I think, which we all kind of do, you know, you got to check the character at the door sometimes. You know, I said this to you before. I would like a psychiatrist to look into wrestling because for 25 years, only time I ever wrestled with not my real name was Johnny West when I first started Second Territory as him, because there was a guy, Eddie Sullivan, who's a heel. and I was a babyface. Everybody was calling me Johnny. Kind of screwed up my head a little. Think about this, JP. If everybody called you Ralphie, for 25 years, who are you?
Started morphing to Ralphie a little bit.
Yeah, and he changed his name from Jim to Warrior.
Mm-hmm. He definitely, a lot of that was legal reasons too, but I think he liked to be referred to Warrior always, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
What did you think, like when you finally see him in the business, what did you think about him in the ring?
He had something that could draw money, but he wasn't my cup of tea for longevity. Do you know what I mean?
Yep.
One of the things that people knock Hogan about, he couldn't work. Well, go back to New Japan and watch his matches with Inoki. He could work. He definitely could work in that Warrior match. You know, he carried the Warrior in that match.
Yep.
Something the Warrior couldn't do, or Vince wouldn't have gotten felt back on Hogan, correct?
Right. What did you think, fast forwarding to WWF 1990, him and Hogan, neck and neck, obviously Hogan's the top guy, but they're, you know, Vince is doing the typical, let's take the top guy, let's have this new toy, who hopefully will outshine him, and then we'll move on, and it'll be the Warrior era. What did you think? Because Hogan puts him over clean. Like you said, Hogan made him look great in that match, legendary match, Toronto Sky Dome, 1990, WrestleMania 6. What did you think Hogan putting him over and him top of the mountain in the wrestling business?
This was for Hogan to get the win back.
So you think it was a mistake back then? Or maybe Hogan perceived it to be a mistake?
Oh, I'm sure he did. Yeah. And it might have been rightfully so. I don't know. I don't know what the houses were or the buy rates. But the Warrior was there for one reason, to give Hulk the win back.
WCW, of course. WWF, it is interesting that, okay, Warrior's the man. He beats Hogan in WrestleMania 6. Hogan, you know, he goes away for a little bit. He comes back for the Earthquake feud and really kind of re-cements himself as the number one guy. But it's interesting. For whatever reason, Warrior didn't work out. I don't think anybody is going to be able to follow Hogan, right? I mean, numbers-wise, that's like, I don't know, eclipsing Babe Ruth with the next guy. It's just hard to do, right?
And the other thing is, do you remember the end of the match between Hogan and Warrior?
With the splash?
Do you remember the count?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So fast?
Hogan kicked out at 3 1/8. He had taken the guy's finish and kicked out just about. Go back and look at that. And go back when he left the ring, and the eyes should have been on the Warrior. They all turned to see where Hulk was going.
It's true.
Smart veterans can steal your thunder anytime they want without you knowing it.
Right. Absolutely.
Yeah.
So eventually, you know, obviously the houses and everything are down when Warrior's champion, kind of need Hogan back. Slaughter beats Warrior. Obviously, he's the transitional champion. Hogan beats Slaughter, and boom, he's the number one guy again. What did you think, though? Did you think that, okay, McMahon had, from an outsider looking in, of course, like, did McMahon think, like, oh, all right, Hogan is still the guy, or did he think that Warrior stumbled?
That's a great question, but I'm going to answer it this way. Maybe for the first time, Vince questioned his himself that he wasn't infallible.
Right.
Because up until then, everything he did was perfect.
Pretty much.
Right.
Yep. With the Hulkster, you know, coming back in the fold, was there always underlying heat? Because you always hear stories and obviously shoot interviews and interviews. They kind of take digs back at each other. Hogan and Warrior kind of going back and forth. You think that was all because Hogan was pissed that this guy was coming in, taking his, you know, his shine or his limelight away for a bit when Hogan still thought he had it, still thought he was the man?
It wasn't so much his shine. It was the money. Hogan, one thing about Hogan, he's honest. He's only in it for the money.
Right.
I mean, you know, you've heard Nash in Hall's interviews, you know?
Yep.
They knew that Hulk was the money guy. So I think if you look at that, he wanted the win back for some strange reason. And maybe he felt slighted by doing a job to the Warrior. And he wanted to show the Warrior who was the king of the hill.
With Warrior having so many issues with Vince over the years, you know, SummerSlam 91, the rumor is he held him up for money. Vince agreed to give him the money. As soon as he comes back, Vince fires him immediately. I mean, there's a few back and forth. He comes back in 96, gets fired again because he said he was going to his dad's funeral or something. And, you know, he wasn't really close with his dad, was what Vince had said. So he didn't know what really was going on with him. But for years, there's kind of been this back and forth between Warrior and Vince. And Warrior has said he never got Hogan money. You think that was a problem on Warrior's end, that he wasn't getting paid as much as Hulk?
I believe that Warrior got Hogan money. I think he wanted more than Hogan money. That was the problem.
Do you think that in any strange world or any sort of facet, Warrior was ever as popular as Hulk? Because, you know, that's my fandom right there. I never saw a Warrior as being more popular than Hulk, ever.
I think young kids liked Warrior, and some of the young men liked Warrior. If you put them side by side, tell me the visual you see, JB.
Two huge, larger-than-life characters. One is kind of more cartoony, Warrior with the face paint and everything, and one is just like this monster, basically.
Okay, if you're a female, what do you see?
Oh, I'm sure you would like the younger guy better, right? The totally ripped up younger guy that's not bald?
With a full head of hair.
Yep.
Yeah.
Maybe some jealousy there with the Hulkster and Warrior? Maybe he wishes he looked like Warrior a little bit?
I don't know. Like he has said he had one big ab where the Warrior had a 12-pack. Is that a Freudian slip?
Right.
You know?
It's crazy, though. Hogan, you know, he's not like, I mean, huge, and his arms are gigantic, but never like the best body. He never had like a Luger or a Warrior body. But I always thought more charisma, just natural charisma for him than pretty much anybody. Warrior was close, but it's just something about Hogan. He could be bald or whatever, but there's something about him. You got into him.
It didn't matter. Yeah. It didn't matter. No one, I never heard anybody yell, "Hey, Hogan, you're bald," ever.
Right, right.
It's like when I worked with Dusty for those years. Never heard anybody yell, "Dusty, you're fat."
Right, crazy.
You know, crazy.
I always considered Hogan, I mean, he's the god of wrestling for like my time period of fan. And then like the guys underneath were like Piper, Warrior, Andre Savage, just as far as like the pecking order of WWE.
Right.
He's one, and they're like 1A, 1B, 1C, 1D. You know what I mean? That always, and I never saw Warrior as taking the top spot, even when he beat Hogan. I never saw him in that spot.
And I don't think that he took it that night either. It wouldn't have been, Hogan couldn't have done that to Nash Hall or now CM Punk walking out of the ring and them turning their eyes off those three guys I just mentioned.
Right.
And going on Hogan. Hogan was still Hogan then. And I'll tell you, I'll give our fans some homework. When Hogan came down that famous night in Daytona and turned into the NWO, when he's walking down the aisle, look how skinny he is.
Not working out?
He had just done the movie, remember?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Thunder in Paradise, where you have to be lean.
Yep. Yeah.
So, and he was in pain. So, but business-wise, he made more money than anybody in the history of the business, I believe. Don't you?
100%. Yep.
Yeah.
By a lot. Yeah. By a ton. So, who is the one, it's like the point person in bringing Warrior in? Because it seems like him and Hogan's relationship wasn't exactly great, or maybe a little rocky.
No, I think Hulk was the one that was the point person, along with Eric.
How'd they bring him in? How'd they get him?
Money.
So when were you clued in that they were even talking to him?
At that time, I had a very good relationship with Hulk, and he was telling me he wanted to bring Warrior in. That's why they brought the Renegade in earlier. You know?
Yep.
He wanted to create, you know, when the Dungeon of Doom, and I've mentioned what it was for, he wanted to create a mini WWF universe inside of WCW at the time. Think about that when he was a babyface and all the guys that came over, right? The heels and the babyfaces. The Nasty Boys, Duggan, Tugboat, you name it. Barbarian, Warlord. I mean, so it became a mini universe within WCW. And he wanted to get that win back.
The Giant, Paul White, obviously, is the Andre. Renegade's the Ultimate Warrior. Earthquake is now Shark. Kamala is still Kamala. Haku is Ming. You know, like all the guys that he's comfortable with.
Right, right.
With, like, bringing the Warrior, what do you say when you're, like, when you know, you're approaching the deal, like, hey, we might be getting Warrior.
Fine. I know it's going to draw. I mean, it's the rematch of the century. You know, it's the second Ali Frazier fight.
Do you think Frazier won that, by the way? See, it was close. Closer than those the scorecards made it out.
It was a lot close. You know, you and I are boxing fans.
Yep.
Jimmy Young beat him. You remember that fight?
Yep.
Jimmy Young kicked the shit out of Ali. But he's Ali. You know, you got to knock him out to beat him, right?
Yep.
And I think if Frazier had beat him on the scorecards, we'd never had would have had the thrill of Manila. And maybe we shouldn't have for their own personal health reasons.
Right.
It killed both of them.
Yes.
That's what killed both of them.
Yep.
I mean, you're in 110 degree temperature and you're punching somebody's face constantly for 4 minutes.
And you're going 15 rounds, killing each other. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
And you're the two best probably ever.
Yeah. You know? Ever.
Crazy.
Yeah.
Crazy. Just that, that was a side by there.
Too bad that Frazier came along and Ali Eric. Do you know what I compare him to? Lou Gehrig.
Yep. He came around right as Babe Ruth was the king. Yep.
Yep. Frazier was probably maybe the second greatest heavyweight of all times, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
If I had a name, you know, I know a lot of people talk about, you know, Ali put Marciano, that he, the guy that he had the most trouble with was Marciano. But Marciano was only 188 pounds when he was in shape. But he was brutal, like Frazier. I think it'd be Ali Frazier. And to me, this is going to surprise people. Sonny Liston.
Yeah, had a problem with him too. Yeah.
Yeah. You know, so I don't know how we got on to Ali Frazier.
Because we're talking about great rematches, yeah. Obviously. Yeah. Frazier, yeah. Ali too. Yeah.
So we didn't get the third one with Hogan and
Warrior.
So.
Maybe we shouldn't have, which we'll get to, how that match was not great. But when he initially comes in, it's a three-month deal. Bischoff and Hogan got him to sign for only 3 months.
I think it was one of those things where they, and I don't know if this is true. I'm just surmising. The Warrior felt, let me put my toe in the water and see if I don't get a bit off, and after 3 months, I'll renegotiate. If I get a bit off, I'm not going to renegotiate.
Oh, okay. Do you know how much money he got?
No, but I know he got a lot.
I was trying to find an exact number online, and I don't know what's true. They were saying he got $1 million, but I don't know if that would be true, because it only worked 3 months, technically.
I bet he did.
I can see it. So, yeah. So when he's about to, or when he does sign, does Hogan tell you, or Bischoff tells you, or does anybody tell you, hey, Warrior's officially signed?
I think Hulk told me. I think Hulk told me.
So when do you start thinking of what you're going to do with him? Like, how are you going to book him?
Well, I knew right away he was coming when they mentioned, well, he may come. Because I knew Hogan wanted to get that win back. And he designed this practically by himself. This one's mine. I'll get this one. And I'll take care of it. It's like we talked about earlier in this program about CM Punk, right? He knew what to do.
Yep.
So Hulk knew what to do on this one.
Creative control, brother.
Yep.
Did Warrior ever mention anything like, hey, what's his renegade character? What is this guy? What is his ripoff of me? Did he ever mention that?
He never said anything. And to my amazement, I think he took the high road where he could have really jumped on their shit. And I got to salute him for that.
With, obviously, Warrior there, I mean, this is going to be some pretty big time stuff. Was this at any point or at all to counteract WWF being on a roll with the Attitude Era, Steve Austin's dominant run, that whole thing? I mean, they're leading up to the Highway to Hell, which is a huge SummerSlam show in 98. Undertaker, who was like the mainstay, who they've been obviously built up for many years, against Steve Austin, who was like, wow, if he could beat this guy, Austin is going to be getting to the next level. Then he really is the man. What did you think? Was this to counteract that with the timing of bringing in the Warrior?
I think it was just coincidence. Hogan wanted that win back so bad he would have done it any time. It was just that the Warrior to get some money, I think. Not that he needed it. I think he wanted to get some money.
So he is signed, sealed, delivered. He's in. Hogan tells you he's in. obviously, you know, he's saying Hogan wants to win back, but at first he's got to make his debut. So August 17th, 1998 on Nitro from Hartford, Connecticut, of all places, he makes his debut. He made his name for himself, really big time name, as Ultimate Warrior in Connecticut or in that New York area for the WWF. He's simply known just as the Warrior. They kind of tease it earlier in the night that he's going to make his debut. You know, something big is going to happen. Hogan's cutting this promo where he says there's no Warriors left. And then he makes his debut. What's the thought process here going in as he's going to make his debut in this gigantic Nitro on the 17th back in August of 1998?
This was worked out by Hogan and Warrior. And I think they did a pretty good job of it.
Did it run over in time? Because Bischoff has said it went way long.
Oh, it ran over way over time. I mean, way over time. But, you know, here's the thing. Warrior's strong point was never his interviews, were they?
Right. No, usually he'd short, sweet, something crazy.
Yeah, he'd go off on a tangent, something. Like you said, short and sweet and crazy. This was, they were trying to kind of play, throw working insults at each other. You know what I mean? I don't need to beat you. Everybody's beating you. Remember that line?
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah. So.
Why did it go over, though? Did he just get lost and just kept rolling?
Yeah. He just kept rolling. And they were, I thought they were going to cut to a commercial break at one time, but they knew that there would be a huge problem. And I was hearing on a stop, but hey, it was no CM Punk interview, which went 20 minutes. So I guess sometimes the long ones can be good, but sometimes they can be the shits.
Yes. So to me, awesome debut just for the fact that, holy shit, Warrior showed up at WCW. What the hell's going on? Completely takes a ton of attention away from WWF. This was in the era of me as a fan where I would call my buddies or my buddies would call me on the phone. Literally was getting calls left and right and calling my brother into the room and saying, hey, holy shit, a Warrior is on WCW. Like, the Ultimate Warrior? Boom, they change it. So looking back, it's like, okay, so many of us did that. Let's see how the rating was. 4.9 for Nitro. Raw was only 4.2. So during the Highway to Hell build, Steve Austin is hot as hell. Ultimate Warrior, the old legend, comes in and beats him by 0.7. So, okay. I mean, it worked, right?
Well, let's do this math. Add that up, John. Both shows.
Yep.
How many people were watching?
It's got to be somewhere around 10 million. 9, 10 million.
10 million homes.
Right. Yep.
2.2 people in a home. Do they come close today?
Not now. Not even close.
The willing suspension of disbelief is a wonderful thing.
Yeah.
You know, you're a comic book fan, right?
Yeah, oh yeah.
You're a Marvel fan?
Yes.
Yeah, the younger groups are Marvel fans. The old bastards like me are DC fans, right?
Although I love myself some Batman.
Mine's Hawkman. I used to, when I was a kid, I was in the hospital for a year, and I had their first comic book that came back in the Silver Age of comics, and I was in love with Hawk Girl. So, we looked at them as superheroes, and I know we keep harking back to our original thought process. Maybe we saw a superhero the other night come back.
No, you're loving this punk return, yeah?
Absolutely, the greatest thing I've ever seen. And I've seen some good shit.
It's crazy here, though, with Warrior, like that his debut, and people's like, oh, the promo ran long, and oh, this it's the Warrior and Hogan in 98. You know, Hogan's trying to get his win back or whatever. Warrior's there. 4.9 to 4.2. They're beating Steve Austin during the hottest point of Austin, you know, or one of the hottest points of Austin.
And here's the thing. There's nothing more critical than a critic, right?
Right.
They want to find things to point out wrong. I mean, I'm waiting to hear somebody knock that punk thing. I'm just dying to hear that because someone will eventually.
Right. You know, I don't know who or how, but yeah.
Yeah, but it will. It will be in a couple of weeks. And it may start off slow, but it's when, hey, here's a guy, the Warrior, that beat Hulk Hogan. Can you name who else beat Hulk Hogan during this Hogan's time?
In WWF or WCW?
Yeah, WWF.
Really? Yoko, but he cheated. I mean, technically beat him. Nobody else really beat the Hulkster at that point. I know Andre, but there was some chicanery with the double referee and stuff. But Warrior was really the only guy to really beat him.
Yeah. So they turned in to see, and Austin was getting to be red hot. He wasn't as hot as he became. And The Undertaker's probably, I said to you, he probably drew more money in his lifespan than anybody in the business. But they turned in to see Hogan and Warrior.
Yep. And the next week.
Go ahead.
I'm sorry. I was going to say the next week, too, they tuned in 5.2 that week.
It's like Ali Frazier.
Yeah. They keep on saying.
Yeah.
So the next week, 5.2, Raw gets a 4.7. So more people are tuning in to both shows, but Nitro again wins. Then Raw is off for a couple weeks, but you guys do a 6 and a 5.5. So, I mean, just absolutely killing it. And it has to be because obviously Goldberg, the champion, he's there, the NWO, but a lot of interest. So many people are interested, like, what the hell is Warrior doing back? I mean, had a brief run in 96 and then kind of went away, but it was so short. It was one of those things where it's like, what the hell is the Warrior doing there? And of course, he's there to wrestle the Hulkster and feud with Hogan.
Yeah. And a 6.0. Could you imagine if they did something like that today?
Oof. Insanity. When
that would be 13.3 million homes. People, rather.
Right. A lot of people watching wrestling back then. Yeah.
That's just on WCW, you know. That was the 2 weeks they were off.
So, you know, they're watching the Westminster Dog Show or whatever the WWF had in September. Yeah, it was the Westminster Dog Show that they had in September that always kind of came up in the worst time for them. But Warrior's there. He makes his debut. It goes a little long, but you guys have to be happy with the ratings, right?
Oh, yeah. Ecstatic.
Were you shocked at the ratings, like how high they were, or you knew that he would draw?
I knew he'd draw, but I didn't think they were going to draw like that. You know, because the other side, they were hot as hell, too.
Yep.
Thank God for the man's best friend to slow them down for 2 weeks, right? Westminster Dog Show.
Yep. What did Goldberg think at this point? I mean, obviously, he's pretty new to the business.
He's too young. He's too young
to realize what's going on.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah.
Because, you know, he's the champ. He's this big name. You bring in this other act, Warrior, to face Hogan. It's like, all right, the world title doesn't quite seem as important right now.
Yeah. And he's Bill was a great team player. He just went along with it, but he was too young to understand. Hadn't been around long enough to understand the history of where we're at right there.
Do you think that some of the digs that we were kind of saying went over a lot of people's head of what Warrior was saying in the promo? Like, hey, this must be your barber. Everybody else has beat you. Like,
he said, you must be the barber.
Yeah.
You know?
Yep, yep.
I think that it went over some people's heads, but real wrestling fans popped everything the Warriors said. It was like almost like pre-punk interview where he was saying shit that he knew that some people would get. And, yeah, everybody's beating you, you know.
Yeah.
That was a statement that must have drove crazy. Yeah.
And it's funny, Bischoff, too, he's there. He's technically in charge of the show. He can't get the guy to stop because he's on a roll and they're on national TV. Nothing him and Hulk could do. They're in the worst possible position.
Yeah. They look like they look like the Tin Man, the Cowardly Lion, and the Scarecrow. And you had the Warrior as the Wizard of Oz. Oh, God. Yeah.
What did you think of the back? Like, oh, shit, this is going over? Or are you just laughing? Like, all right, whatever.
Not laughing but I'm saying to myself, oh, yeah, I don't want him to tune people out, but he didn't. You know, they were so enthralled. They thought something else was going to happen, I think.
With Hogan, obviously, and this feud, they do a lot of weird stuff where, like, where Hogan is afraid of Warrior. He's seeing images of Warrior. What do you think about that? Pretty cheesy?
They should have left that to the Dungeon of Doom. Please, don't steal
right.
our shit.
Yeah.
Don't steal our shit.
Who's, like, is that, I guess Hogan again is saying, like, that's a good idea?
Yeah.
And you just have to roll with it, right?
Yeah, it's creative control.
So, you know, he sees Warrior in the mirror. It's just, to me, it's so funny. It's like, man, kind of going backwards away from the NWO and what made it special. Even Warrior with the smoke coming in and then disappearing seems very, you know, early 90s, not fitting in with WCW at that point.
Right. He was teleporting himself. He was teleporting himself back to him getting the win in Toronto.
Seemed like it, yeah. Definitely seemed like it. So with Hogan.
Can you hear me?
Yep. Can you hear me? Yep.
You can hear me?
Yep.
Okay.
Can you hear me? Good.
John.
Yep. Can you hear me?
John.
Yep.
I can't hear you.
Okay. This has been a John Paz Power Trip production in conjunction with the Two Man Power Trip of Wrestling. You could follow us on Instagram and Twitter at Two Man Power Trip. You could check us out on Facebook. You could subscribe on YouTube. You can go to patreon.com/TMPTEmpire to become a patron, and also check out the website, TMPTEmpire.com, and buy a shirt at ProWrestlingTees.com. Two-man power trip, where the power lies, brother. College football fans, are you ready for week one? DraftKings Sportsbook is hooking you up with a can't-miss offer to start the season strong. This week, new customers can bet just $5 on college football and score $200 in bonus bets instantly. Anything can happen in college football. That's right. Your team could go from unranked to dynasty mode in just a couple of years. Change comes fast. The only thing that's a lock is great offers from the DraftKings Sportsbook. Life's more fun when you're in on the action. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app now and use the code TASKMASTER, all lowercase. New customers can score $200 in bonus bets instantly when they bet just $5 on college football. Only DraftKings Sportsbook is the way to go, and use that promo code TASKMASTER, then the crown is yours. That's right. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app today and use that promo code TASKMASTER. Own it, live it, win the crown.
We love the 1980s wrestling era, when kayfabe was king and wrestling did whatever it took to protect the business. When all the territories dealt with the rise of the WWF and the NWA emerged as its greatest challenger. Imagine if there were an epic drama series based on that era, combining the corporate warfare and the family drama of Succession with the giant cast and epic storytelling of Game of Thrones. That day has come. Kings of the Ring is the first audio drama podcast based on wrestling.
Go back to your trailer, you hillbilly.
It's a fiction series about the 1980s wrestling wars and the sex, drugs, and muscles lifestyle of the 80s wrestler and the sacrifices they make for success. With guest voice acting appearances by Lainey Poffo.
I even have a good dropkick.
And AEW's RJ City.
I didn't really have that much to do.
Search Kings of the Ring from any podcast app or kingsotr.com and binge away.
Think they've stooped to an all-time low. You are... Oh, my.
I don't like this.
The arena goes dark. What is this about?
Who's next? Who's on?
How can you see your format?
I've never seen one.
Well, the fans erupt here. And we're not so sure. Oh, yes, we are.
That's what the eruption was about.
The warrior who last night had an attempt made on his wrestling career to end the career once and for all, is back in the ring.
He's a very lucky man to be standing here tonight.
The Warrior and the OWN standing as one here at the America West Arena.
They're all standing here in Phoenix.
tonight, Hogan, you had the opportunity to face the challenge like a man, and you failed. Last night, Hogan, you had the opportunity to set a fire with but one match, what will now haunt you forever! You see, Hogan, there's a difference between beating someone up and genuinely having beat a man. And the whole world of warriors knows I beat the hell out of you last night. And a bullshit pinball doesn't change it. Open the door to the Warriors' hell, and I am its gatekeeper. The time is near. Same warrior time, same warrior place, same warrior channel.
This will never be over.
Horace Hogan. Done. Look at Horace Hogan was up on the apron. Bischoff, they don't want him to get in there. Giant. Horace goes in. Horace goes down. This is payback for last night. It's just the beginning, we hope. Warrior run to the Horace.
The best. Sneaking up on you and nailing you from behind.
Sending the Warrior out. He got the leg for a second time. And he takes him down.
Hollywood's down.
It's all going down. He's held it all up. Each and every attempt.
If you've experienced a loss of motivation, energy, or sex drive, or if you're noticing that you're a little softer around the middle than you used to be, it could be your testosterone levels have dropped. By the time men reach the age of 30, in most cases, their T levels have started to decline, and low T can lead to a loss of muscle mass, depression, lack of energy, and a low sex drive. The good news is now you have your remedy with Test X9. This stuff is the real deal, guys. This formula has 9 clinically proven ingredients to naturally boost your body's own testosterone production. Experience increases in strength, energy, and sex drive, as well as improved mood and well-being. Feedback has been awesome. Guys in their 30s and 40s have reported waking up with the quote-unquote morning wood for the first time since they were teenagers. If you want to take it to the next level, you can maximize your results with the Ultimate Test Stack, which combines the Test X9 with the T-Assist, an estrogen control and liver support blend, and Recovery PM, an amazing sleep aid that has had incredible feedback for helping people to get the best sleep they've ever had
without feeling groggy that next day. You'll be amazed with the effect of raising your T levels and improving your sleep will have on your overall performance and well-being. Don't settle for average. Man up at LegacySupps.com. That is LegacySupps.com. And use the promo code Sullivan for an additional 10% off your entire order. That's LegacySupps.com. And use that promo code Sullivan for 10% off your entire order for the best health and workout supplements out there. This is Pro Wrestler Approved.